Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Monday morning, December 2nd. A frosty 25 degrees right now in Wichita. As the House Judiciary Committee takes the lead in the impeachment inquiry this week, its ranking member says he wants testimony from a leading Democrat in Congress.
Ranking member Doug Collins says he's been asked two Republicans would like to call as a witness before the Judiciary Committee. On Fox News Sunday, he says he wants to put House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff in the hot seat.
It's easy to hide behind a report. It's easy to hide behind a gavel in intelligence committees behind closed-door hearings. But it's going to be another thing to actually get up and have to answer questions about what his staff knew, how he knew, what he did about the whistleblower report.
Before the Judiciary Committee starts its work, the House must approve the Intelligence Committee's report on the case for impeachment that Schiff will have a major part in writing. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A powerful winter storm that swept across the U.S. makes its final impact in the Northeast. Mark Chenard is a National Weather Service meteorologist.
We do have some heavy snow across portions of central New York, from, say, Syracuse over to Albany. And then we also have some heavy snow inland across portions of Massachusetts and southern Vermont, southern New Hampshire.
Moving from California to the upper Midwest, the system created travel headaches for millions over the holiday weekend. The storm also brought on flash floods, blamed for deaths in Arizona and Missouri.
The toll of massive flooding in Kansas is proving to be high for the agency that operates state parks.
The Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism will lose millions of dollars as a result of park closures, property damage, and washed-out park roads. Heavy rains from early spring into the summer caused widespread flooding and high water levels at reservoirs where many state parks are located. It also inundated campgrounds, boat docks, and roads. The timing was especially bad because May through August are the million-dollar months when revenue is at its highest. This year in June, revenue was around $568,000 compared to nearly $1.6 million a year ago. Even now, parts of a few state parks in eastern Kansas remain flooded, preventing the department from fully assessing the damage. Repairing that damage will be a daunting task. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Death typically brings two options, burial or cremation, but a third option may be on the horizon in Kansas.
Promession is the creation of a Swedish biologist and allows the body to be cryogenically frozen and vibrated into tiny pieces. Proponents say it holds the potential to make burial more environmentally friendly. Promession has been used on pigs, but so far has not been tried on humans. Still, the company pursuing the idea sees Kansas as fertile ground for the new method. The company, Promessa, has one of its few U.S. representatives based in Overland Park. Meanwhile, a state lawmaker may introduce a bill in 2020 to clear the way for the new method. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Firefighters were called to a Chick-fil-A in Idaho when a teenage dare went awry.
Eat more chicken? Yes. Teenagers trying to fit into high chairs? No. After being dared by her friends to sit in the seat, the 15-year-old girl found out the hard way that while she still fits in the high chair, getting out was a problem. The girl was visiting the fast food restaurant in Ammon with friends after attending a local high school basketball game. The fire chief describes the call as the first of this type and adds when they arrived, the girl was in high spirits, but a bit embarrassed. Crews disassembled the chair to get her out. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. As we made that transition to the month of December, it looks like the first half of this month is going to be much quieter than what we had in November. A few clouds may pass through today, mostly sunny and 49 for the high this afternoon, clouding up in 32 overnight, and then sunny and breezy on Tuesday with a high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, northwest wind at 5 miles per hour, 25 degrees with Steve and Ted, 7:35 here on this Monday morning, December 2nd. And, of course, I've took a whole week off and let Ted and Jed and our good friend Dave Wilson do the show. And you guys did just a heck of a job.
And I appreciate you helping let me have some time off there. It was a great week. My wife,
I'll bet it was.
It really sparkled this week. Shelley had two concerts in the last week, Wichita Symphony and Chorus, Carmina Burana. Are you familiar with that? Mm-hmm. We've talked about that before. That is a big production. That was at Century 2, full orchestra, some great, great voices. He did that. He had two performances there. And then yesterday, Sunday, many in that symphony chorus went down to a church, Baptist Church, the Country Acres Baptist Church in West Wichita, where they did Handel's Messiah. And had my grandkids there watching that. I don't know that they like the music that much. It's not that kind of music that they like. But, you know, when they do the Alleluia Chorus, which I've done before, I was singing out loud in the audience there. But Shelley took it on. She's been in rehearsal with these people for several weeks, two or three times a week, to get all these performances
done. Yeah, quite an endeavor.
And she did quite a job.
So how was your big night at the symphony?
Very proud of that. Oh, had a great night there. It was great. They had a good crowd, and the performance was absolutely fantastic.
Very nice.
So then that was a Saturday, and then on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon last, they did it again. I didn't go to that performance, but there you go. So I'm proud of her. Then she found some time, of course, like I said earlier, to make those deviled eggs. She made me some chili, and she made the rum cake. And I don't know if you've probably had a chance to get a piece of that rum cake in there, but I brought some in for you guys. And
so she's singing in all these choruses.
Yeah,
she's making delicious food. She is in holiday mode.
She's a
man.
Dynamo. Yeah, she's really going strong out there. How about that? I had a chance over my week off to go down to the city to do City Library downtown, and got myself a new library card. I pulled out my old one. How about my old one? And they were looking for one of those scanning bars or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Mine was really
That's really old.
Yeah, they wanted to put it in the Library Hall of Fame down there as a
No kidding.
Something that's ancient. All right. Speaking of Hall of Fame, our mayor is with us this morning. Monday's with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine, thank you.
How many turkeys were at your dinner the other day?
Are you counting family or just the bird?
Just the bird. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
We had a great Thanksgiving. We hosted, so lots of people over and cooked a couple of turkeys and a ham and... We just enjoyed the entire day with family.
I just love that holiday. That's, I think, one of my favorites, if not my favorite holiday.
Absolutely.
You have a city council meeting coming up on Tuesday, and I was looking through the agenda there. It looks like you're going to be talking a little bit about water rates and next phase on the water plant. Is that what's going on?
So we have a lot of things on our agenda that includes having a discussion about that next phase of the water and water rates and what that means. And so quite a bit of work there. Obviously, we have some more IRBs, both with Spirit and Textron. We have an interesting agenda item with Passageways, which is a group that provides housing for our veterans, military folks. It's, they do pretty good work at getting people that are homeless off the street and finding them a job. And they're wanting to build a new facility down south and asking for basically a $100,000 grant from the city of Wichita.
Yeah, apparently they do some good work. Well, listen, when it comes to water rates, are you looking at any numbers yet? Because I don't want mine to go up over a penny for 10 gallons, so, you know.
So I'm with you on that. You know, we get more complaints about water rates than we do any other issue that we deal with. Oftentimes, if water rates go up a dollar a month, it creates, you know, in some people's mind, undue hardship. But we've got to figure out how to pay for, you know, a aging water plant. And the only way you can do that is through your water rates. And so they are going to go up. Projection is about 5%. So
I'll tell you what, I have my two of my older brothers, of course, they're both gone now, but one of them lived in San Francisco for many years and the other lived in New Mexico. And when I was out there, I got an idea of what water conservation is all about. And I do not complain if my water bill goes up a little bit. That's crucial. To have good water.
No question. Water's pretty critical, both for sustaining life but growing jobs. And if you don't have a good, reliable water source, you're not gonna grow your local economy because they won't choose to come here. And you look at some of the companies that we provide water to. They use a lot of water, and we were lucky that Spirit worked with us to move from what we call potable water or drinking water to effluent. So they use our recycled water, so to speak, in their manufacturing process, and that saves the community over millions and millions of gallons of water a year.
You know, we were talking with our financial planner the past week, and some investments to be made, and we got to talking about municipal bonds as an investment. And
always a good investment, safe investment.
I hadn't really looked at it, but hey, there might be a good way to go. Now, you're going to talk about Air Capital Flightline LLC is asking for up to $18 million, but Textron has a big request, $95 million. So you get a couple of big IRB requests coming up Tuesday.
We do, and that means that they're investing in Wichita and they're growing jobs, because those are the requirements for getting IRBs from the city. And of course, IRBs are a tool that really doesn't burden taxpayers. The burden is all on the corporation, and it's a great way to encourage growth and investment in our community. And so we're always excited when companies want to grow their footprint in Wichita, because they have choices now. I mean, we truly are a global economy, especially when it comes to aviation, and these companies that are choosing to invest in Wichita could put their dollars in South Carolina or Washington or Georgia or a number of other places. Texas is growing their aviation, and so it's nice to get them to invest here and grow here.
All right. Well, listen, appreciate it. Thank you. Anything else you want to add before Tuesday's meeting? Anything else?
No, it should be a fairly lengthy day, so a lot of work left to be done before the year's out. And Santa did tell me last night that I was on the nice list, so it's going to be a good Christmas.
How'd the tree lighting go?
It was an above average crowd, unbelievable for a pretty cool evening with blustery winds, but great crowd, and Santa confirmed that I'm on the nice list, so. Looking forward to Christmas this year.
All right. And then the lights on the river, tons of cars. It was a big crowd for that.
Big crowd, food trucks, and everybody had a good time and raised some money for cleaning up the river corridor. And the kids just absolutely had a blast.
Very nice.
All right, sir. And next time you see Santa, ask him if Ted and I are on that list, okay?
Well, I think one out of the two of you probably are on the nice list.
Yeah, that's good. All right, thanks. Thank you. Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, our guest every Monday morning. Hey, coming up,
we've got a veiled jab at one of us.
Yeah, I think so. Illuminations underway at Botanica. I have a 4-pack right now if you'd like to go. A 4-pack to Illuminations at Botanica. Call 869-1330. 869-1330.
Nice.
740 coming up. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, plans to approve the 737 MAX for return to service. On the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.